Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's the one that got nominated for a Latin Billboard Award.
Did it?
Yeah. You know who beat us? Shakira. We're in a category with Shakira. Like, oh, figure. I want to go just to see her. No, I've already met her before. But it was Shakira and a band called La Ley from Mexico. Brujerismo. All right, look it up. Look it up. I think it was the 2001 Latin Billboard Music Awards.
Whenever I need music gear, I always go to Sweetwater.com. If it's mics, headphones, or studio and recording gear, Sweetwater has you covered. Next time you need any music gear, support the podcast by using the link in the description and comment section below. It feels like you kind of turn into like a trash can. Like you're just like overflowing with thoughts and
when
memories.
When you're young, you try to keep everything, and then all of a sudden you're like overflowing with shit you don't need.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw it away.
How are your memories now?
Worse.
Worse?
Worse. It's like, just forget a lot of shit. I don't care. You're always high and shit, and, you know, doing the fun stuff and forget a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Might be a good thing. I don't know.
You've always been an advocate for weed.
Yeah. We have always done our weed songs. Are we recording?
We're fucking going.
Yeah, man. We've always been an advocate of making weed legal and shit. So we're doing our marijuana songs and the disco songs.
Whose idea was that?
Mine.
It's yours.
Yeah. No one's sick enough to think of that like a disco metal song.
No.
It's pretty out there.
Yeah. How was that reaction?
It's people get shocked. Like, they think it's like the marijuana song. It's like, starts on like the Macarena, which was played everywhere back in the day. I mean, every TV.
It was everywhere, dude.
Everywhere. If you remember that, it was, no, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing it. And took me a year to convince Dino to, dude, give me a riff and I'll, you know, it'll work. No, that's not metal. I ain't playing that shit. So after a year, he gave in and he came in and did that riff. And then just hearing, marijuana. And boom, it just like blew up. It was just a bootleg single and shit. And people who put it out tried to make money with it, got busted by Universal or somebody came down on them. But the story behind that song, though, because Monty Connor of back then it was Roadrunner, was like, we got to put this out legal and, you know, sell it.
Sure.
And so they went to get the rights from the band or the lawyers or whatever, and they gave the, you know, we want to use this song to, you know, put it out, parody, whatever. And after a month, the lawyers said, they're like, dude, it's been a month. The lawyers, they don't take a month to decide yes or no. And so Monty called up the lawyers and they said, well, we got about 1,000 requests to do that song. You know, we're the guys who decide yes or no, except for one, yours. He goes, we had to send it to the guys in Spain, the guys who actually did the song. The only one out of 1,000 that they couldn't decide. We couldn't decide, so we had to send it to the guys. And they go, well, what they said? Well, let me go find out. And came back, they listened to it halfway, said, fuck no, it's not, you know, we're not
going to,
no rights to put that shit out.
That sucks.
You know, everybody else, the lawyer said yes or no, or this and that, whatever. They said, fine, you're cooking, marijuana, yerba satanico.
Fuck. So the actual artist.
The actual artist had to hear it. He got sent to them and they had to hear it. And they were like this, no, que la chingada, you know. The lawyers decided everything else except that one, and it took a long time, a month, to get them to reply no.
Was that song is originally from Spain?
It's from Spain, yeah. Huh. The guys who did it were from Spain, and it was an old, you know, I don't know what happened, but what are those guys? I forgot the name of their name.
Can we find out, who actually sings that song?
Los Del Rio?
Yep.
Los Del Rio.
Good memory.
Yeah, how about that?
Because it's coming back. That? It's coming back. But you would think, because there's like a Spanish connection, that you would think maybe they will kind of.
It's funny. It'll be funny to them and stuff, you know? Like everybody else just laughs. Like, what the fuck? You know? Because they expect the because it's exact same, the same, you know, music to the intro, like coming off there. We just ripped it out. We can't copy that, so we just ripped, put it straight on, and then the guitar came in, and marijuana.
They're like, fuck this.
Yeah, they had to hear it.
Well, one, they probably looked at the band name.
Well, that didn't help.
No.
That, you know, right there, I think, I mean, it might not even got heard. I don't know, we're just looking at the band name. They're thinking, nah.
You know, let's look at their first album cover.
Let's look it up online. Now, back then, there was no online, so they couldn't tell anything, just the Dave Malone.
How old?
It's 97. It was, well, just the name, like Brujeria, like, what?
Yeah.
And then they ask anybody, oh, those guys kill white people and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the first response. If you ask a white guy, that's what they say. If you have a someone who knows Spanish, oh, yeah, that's, you know, no, mala onda, whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't even know us. But anyways, it was doomed. If it had to go to those guys, it was doomed. Took a month to find out, no. Monty was bummed because he was like, yes, this will sell. It'll work.
So the way you could put it out is if you don't put it on a record and don't sell it. Is that what happened?
They wanted to sell, not, you know. I just put it out, gave it everybody to put this out. Well, however you want. It's like I'm not going to make nothing off it. I didn't write it.
Is that, you know, is that legal?
Publishing. Well, you could call it half. It's a parody. Where I come from, it's legal. But you know, they make rules up with guns over there. But yeah, it's like. I gave it out free. I didn't make any money off it. Just put it out as a joke. If it's a parody, it's legal. But people, you know, packaged it and sold it in Spain. They sold 50,000 and they got busted.
What the
South America guys got busted. And, you know, they put it out, like released it, like on their label. Like, oh, on my label, I'm starting. You know, busted.
This takes someone else's.
Yeah. I didn't take any. I just gave it out here. Put it out. You know, whatever you want to do. But I don't want nothing for it. It's a joke.
Has that been a struggle for you and your band? Because I imagine, like, you're massive in Mexico, South America, anywhere that will.
You know, Spanish, it's big, yeah.
But these are all places in the world that will bootleg your shit.
Oh, dude.
So it's
Mexico, when you started in Mexico, bootlegging was brutal. I mean, hundreds of different shirts. We'd play a gig in the early days. And there'd be a wall of T-shirts. Like, what? We'd sell like 5 shirts at the show, and they'd sell 1,000 outside.
Fuck.
It's like crazy. I still see that, like, where they have a wall of shirts, you know, and we'd sell like 10 inside in South America. We can't sell shirts in South America.
It's tough down
there,
man.
Mexico, yeah. It's like we want too much, and the bootlegs are better, and blah, 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 blah.
Even to this day, you can't really do... anything.
We just went just a couple months ago and couldn't sell a damn shirt. I think we did 10 days in Brazil. I think we sold 90 shirts. And the promoter made 100. I go, why? You only made 100? What, are you crazy? Yeah, no, we'll make more. We sold 90 in 10 days, 10 dates. They don't buy shirts down there. You know, your bootlegs are cheaper and, you know, whatever. But yeah, man, there's been bootlegs going on forever in Mexico. But the one bootleg, the revolution in Mexico was like 93, 94, 95, around there. And when the Mano Negra guys from Spain went down, because they're into the communist revolution thing, and they went down to Mexico to see those guys in the jungle, the Marcos guys, you know, the guys with the bandanas, and down in revolution in Mexico. And he said they came out from the jungle wearing Brujeria shirts as yuck uniforms. We're like, just like the song Revolucion. It had the lyrics on the back, and they were wearing them down there on the revolutionary guys coming down from the hills with like a, you know, rifle stripe, you know, on their, you know, strapped up to their back on a horse and fucking revolve that shit, bandanas covering their face. Like, it's fuck. It's the official uniform.
What do you think when you see that?
That one really hit me. Like, whoa, I can't believe it went all the way. I mean, that's going all the way. You know, that's pretty impressive to be able to do that. And coming from up here in the States, too. You know, if I was from there, okay, you know, of course. But I'm from up here, and getting it down there, you know, all the way to the middle of the shit, it's fucking pretty good.
That is crazy to see how far it's come from, you know, starting a band in, like, 89, from, like, seeing Terrorizer, you know.
Terrorizer, that's where it started, the Terrorizer gig.
So for people that don't know, so So around 89, Terrorizer wasn't really allowed to play clubs in
they wouldn't,
LA.
They wouldn't let him, like, the Strip wouldn't let him play because their following was just a bunch of granudos, like Mexican Indian guy, you know, long, straight black hair, just all of them. You'd never seen that many. And the clubs, they were like, no, no, we don't want that shit. So they wouldn't let him play anywhere. So we saw him in a backyard in East LA, like in Echo Park, I think it was. And we went, it was me, Dino, and Fantasma, and Junior Osicón. We went, and we'd like, it was in a backyard of the house. And it was packed. I go, fuck, a lot of people here. And he goes, and hey, what did Terrorizer play already? And they're like, yeah. And I'd go around. I find out that no one spoke English. It was in L.A. Nobody there spoke English. All Spanish. ¿Qué pasó, jefe? You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, no one. All Mexican guys, long hair, going crazy. And no English. I go, damn. If they get this many people here, they don't speak English, and it's in L.A. I go, we got to start a band in Español. We got to give them what they want, and darle lo que quieren, you know, in Espanol. And that's when I said, I got the name Brujería.
Whoa.
And then it just took off from there. Don't use your real names, because the shit I'm going to say is not, you don't want to be associated with it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be known for what I'm going to say. And
was it a combination of already having a name in your head and seeing, because you went to, because your old friend Pat was a DJ at a radio station, correct?
Yeah, KXLU, Loyola Marymount University College Station.
Yeah,
and they had he had a show like a couple hours on Sunday night or something to play metal.
It was like a Final Countdown hardcore show, right?
Yeah. So he'd play, he'd like be playing the Slayer the first time on radio, Metallica first time on radio.
No, are you serious?
It was like 86, 87, 88. When we went to see him was 89, 90 or something like that. But yeah, he worked with Rick Rubin at Deaf American, and here's the new Slayer. Put it out before, you know, play it before it's out, and he'd be the first guy playing it straight from Deaf American to the station. You know,
oh, like, shit.
So yeah, he's a guy you got to get on here, dude. He's been in like every punk band in the world. He has like 40 different albums he's on, and he was the DJ. He was the TV guy was it which wrestling one? The one in L.A. I forgot the one. But there was an extreme wrestling show in L.A. like way back, maybe about 10 years or more, 15. And he was the TV guy, like doing the announcer. Yo soy Larry Rivera in Lucha Libre, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. He'd come out with Brujeria shirts. But
it's kind of funny because how it worked. He ended up being, and then you met him. You knew him since your
high school.
13, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Since high school. Anyway, so yeah. That's the name just came up because, like, you know, I worked in East LA with a bunch of Mexican people, and they were just talking, oh, it's Brujeria. Like, it's like voodoo, you know, it's like, don't, you know, there were just women talking shit like that. And then, like that night we go, and he goes, you know, we got to make a band for this shit. And I just had it in my head and go, Brujeria. It, you know, that scares people. They said, no, eso's Brujeria. No, you know, you know, people like, oh, I'm not touching it. Yeah. I see that reaction and go, oh, shit, let's give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Is that black magic or is that witchcraft?
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
Because Spanish, very little I've been diving in, I've realized they'll have like multiple meanings.
Yeah, there's, you know, they got the Santeria, you know, they got, you know, the negro, they got, all, you know, the blanco, they got all different, you know, types of that stuff, you know, different descriptions of it, but it's crazy stuff.
It's weird. I'm learning how to read Spanish and realize those like double meanings sometimes.
Everything popular is double.
Like, so you knew Pat first. How did you? I assume you met Dino through one of his parties.
Yeah, it was. I think it was Napalm Death show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was there with he was wearing a Terrorizer shirt or Extreme Noise Terror. I was one of those old Earache Band T-shirts, and we saw it. Like, no one has, like, back in the '80s. No one had those shirts. You know, wearing them and sporting them. And it was an Napalm show. And, hey, you know, where'd you get that shirt? And blah, blah, blah. And that's how we hooked up. It's like, we liked the same music. Mm-hmm. Before it was cool, like in 87. That's, you know, that's a long time ago. You know, it's like, I don't even think, there's maybe one Napalm record out or something. Mm-hmm. 88, something. No, it's been a long time.
It was the very beginnings of, like, the death metal, dude, man.
That was the, you know, the birth of it all, man. I heard Napalm Death the first time on the radio. Oh, Pat would play Napalm Death. The only guy in the world that played Napalm Death on the radio.
Shit.
I heard that. And I go, fuck, what is that? And called up Pat. Well, Napalm Death, man. Fucking UK, check it out. And we just all, you know, just got around that music. We were like, you know, there were maybe about 10 fans back then. You know, Napalm's big now. It's like a, you know, name.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. Back then, it was just a baby. It was like, you know.
Kids.
Yeah, what's the old drummer, Mitch? He was just a crazy drummer. It was him and Bill Steer on the guitar, Shane. See, I knew him when it was that.
Bill was in that band?
Yeah, he started. That's why they when he left for Carcass, it was Shane got pissed. Oh, you took my guitar player, you know, Bronca and shit.
Oh, shit, I know that.
Yeah. You didn't? Yeah, well, now you're schooled.
Yeah,
you get to go to school now. Yeah, that was the olden days.
Dude, I'm sitting here in school, dude. For real, man.
Well, you weren't even born then.
I was born in 85.
Oh, you were born, barely.
I was shitting my diapers.
Yeah, you were in a diaper when I was fucking, you know, Bill Steers with Napalm.
That's sick.
Yeah, I think at the very first album, you could see he's on the pitch, I think. Shane looks like a little kid with, you know, but I don't remember the first one. I don't even have it anymore. But
now I'm just learning like the importance of bands like Terrorizer, Napalm. Well, a band like Napalm Death really, I mean, brought someone like you and Dino together.
Yeah, just listening to that, we met each other and we're fans of the same music, and it's just it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
We were bros back then, really bros, and who else came along then? It just started growing little by little, and got Brujeria going. Let's do Brujeria. We got to give them something in Spanish, and we recorded the first single. You know, hey, we got like 3 hours in the studio. You know, like $10 an hour, and let's go record Brujeria because it's hard to get everybody together because Billy was in Faith No More, and you know he got busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the beginning, he wasn't that. I mean, he was touring with Metallica and shit like that, you know, and it was hard to get, you know, get him to go in the studio and record some shit. Mm-hmm. So finally, we got everybody together and we went in there and did four songs in a couple hours, wrote them, recorded them, mixed them all right there, and that, you know, and we had it. And they go, dude, and Dino got a tape and a couple tapes, and he knows everybody in Hollywood at the time. He lived in Hollywood and he gave one tape to his roommate, Hate Face, white guy from New York, you know, doesn't know any Spanish. He goes, yo, what the fuck? You know, he's one of those New York guys, right?
Gotcha.
Gave him one and gave another guy, a Mexican guy that just jumped the border. He said, I got here Sunday. Llegué el domingo, you know, and he's fresh over the border. And Dino gave him one and then... Next day, Dino, I go over to Dino's pad and I see the Hate Face Dave with the fucking bandage on his arm. I go, what the fuck happened to you with that big bandage? Oh, man, check it out. Takes off the bandage, Brujeria on his arm. I go, what? I goes, I had to be the first guy with the Brujeria tattoo. It's on a white guy, a white long-haired guy. Like, this. I had to be the first guy to get a Brujeria tattoo one day out of the studio.
What?
That's the record, dude. I mean, one day. You know, somebody, a fan, tattoos his arm with Brujeria. Record. That's a record. I mean, if you're in the band, you're going to, you'll do your own shit, whatever. But if you're just like, you heard it for the first time and you're tattooing yourself same day, Brujeria on his arm, like he doesn't even know what it means. He doesn't even know what it means. He's on his white guy's arm. Like, okay, all right. And then Dino says he saw the little Mexican guy like on the weekend. He goes, and he came up to me and he started singing all the songs. He knew all the lyrics. I go, I don't know the lyrics. I wrote down, I forgot them.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid knew all the songs. And it's like, you have to hear it a million. The first record was like, rrr. You know, you got to hear it 1,000 times to understand any words. There was no lyrics with it. And the kid knew all the songs. He was singing them to Dino. We're like, this is going to work. This thing's going to take care of itself. And it always has. Ever since then, it was like, it's like there's no stopping it now. The guy with the tattoo on his arm, like, no, it ain't stopping now.
A white kid was singing Spanish.
He didn't know what the fuck it said. He just, you know, loved it and put the tattoo on his arm. I want to be the first guy with the Brujeria tattoo.
That's
one day, hours after the recording, the first recording we ever did.
Okay, so there's a rumor that you were recording records in a matter of a couple of days, and a song songwriting was like an hour.
Yeah,
a song.
Well, it would be like, okay, Billy's off, you know, from tour. Then Dino off from Fear Factory, shit, you know, for around Christmas or some, you know, we got like 4 days off. All of us are in LA for 4 days, you know, and that never happened back then. It was like really rare. So let's go to the studio, you know, go to the same old studio, $10-15 an hour, you know.
Is this for the first record?
The first full length CD. We got together, I think it was three days. Wrote the songs, you know. Played the first time they played them was actually being recorded. I think some of the songs, like it was like
what?
That. I was writing the lyrics while they were recording the music, and I got a video. I got a video of the very first single we were recording, and like they were doing the music, played, and who's playing drums? We're like this. Like, I don't know. Billy's like, let me try it. No. And then Pat, you could be the drummer. Never played drums in his life. Never played drums in his life. He gets down there and goes, blast. He started off good. The first like, you know, he couldn't make it to the end of the song, but that's all we had. We didn't have a drummer. So it's like, there's a video tag. I think I posted on YouTube or Facebook. You know, a piece of like how we recorded, you know, they're writing the song and I'm writing the lyrics and,
shit.
And yeah, and there was, it rained the day before. So there was water and there was a big puddle of water in the recording side of the studio. Pat never played drums in his life. And he's there, you know, and it just came together. And that's the one that got tattooed. I mean, you know, that shit turned out to be, you know, the start of everything.
Mm.
And that's the one that Dave got a tattoo. Oh, you heard it the first time. We just finished writing and recording it. Next thing you know, he's tattooing himself.
Oh, that was probably the first EP.
La Demoniac, the red single.
Yes,
that's okay. The one. But to do the CD, it was like 3 days. We just got there and wrote everything. We need one more riff. I remember we had 12 songs. We need 13 songs. And, you know, everybody's just like, I don't have any. I'm blank.
In 4 days?
Yeah, it was like 3 days because Billy
three
had,
days.
We mixed, the last day was mixing.
So in 3 days, you're like.
3 days, we wrote it, recorded it, and good to go. And then we just needed one more song. And it was like, we're calm people. Hey, man, we need a riff. Come down. Nah, fuck you. It's late. And I called? I got this number. I met the guy, and I met his wife on the airplane coming down today or something like that. And it was Greg Heston. Bad Religion, Circle Jerks, Greg Heston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got this number, and, you know, I met him 2 days ago. I met his wife today on the plane, and, you know, I met him at the airport, you know, this and that. Call him. Call him up. Hey, man, Greg, it's Brujo. Come down to the studio. We need a riff. We need one more song to finish the record. And no, fuck that. I can't. That's the last time I ever talked to him. But Sorry, Dave.
Cool guy.
Yeah, I don't think he remembers. He was asleep. But yeah, we need a riff, man. Give us a riff. We finished this thing.
That's sick.
Shit like that was going on.
Oh, I mean, I guess I've only assumed you have time for like one take. You're like, okay, that's the riff. And
well, it was good. They were tight.
Yeah.
It just worked. It's like no one could believe it. It's like, duh, that sounds good. The vocals come on. You know, put some effects all the way. You know, it sounds good. It was a lot of one take shit, and we didn't even know. We didn't know that was good. We just did it. It came out that way. Oh, okay, good. We're almost done. You know, and people go, because I like, well, you wrote it, recorded it, mixed it, all in a couple hours.
It's crazy.
And they hear it, and like, you know, it sounds real. It sounds like it's a Mexican band from the, you know, putting it together in a farm. That's going like a studio was $10 an hour. I mean, you know, it's going to sound like a farm in Mexico. So it was pretty with the name and the whole story behind it and how it sounded. And there was no internet back then. You were helpless. You saw that and you listened to it, you're done. There was no like, who plays in this? And none of that. You look at the back of the picture of the band with a bunch of, you know, guys, drug dealer guys, they busted in a mugshot. That's the band picture.
That,
people are like, what? No internet. People going, but nah, you know, some guys. Though not gonna, you know everything. What, you know?
Sure.
About the, you know, nothing. And if you don't know Spanish, you really know nothing. Nothing. Because you got to talk to someone in Mexico to know anything about the band back then.
So I heard that you really got like your story down, and that's just what you just threw to the press. And then did you agree, like, hey, we're not going to do interviews?
And that's I'm like, oh, what am I going to do interviews about? You know, we're not touring. We're not you know, a real band that's going to go out there. Whatever. I mean, Roeder to put us down. They liked it, and Dino just signed Fear Factory and stuff, so they put it out. Like, yeah, put it out. You know, it doesn't matter. Put it out. You know, and it was like, I remember it was Monty, the guy that was like, there it is. You see that as a band picture.
That is a band picture right there. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
And people are like, and they believed it. I mean, it's like, there's no way to check it.
Did people believe this?
Yeah. They was like, fuck, these guys from Mexico, man. Because, all right, like a year before that.
Look at your picture.
It's like Pablo Escobar Young or something.
Where did you find these pictures?
There was old magazines from Mexico, like, you know. They show like dead bodies, and you know, every week it'd come out and be like car accidents and murders, and you know, just Amarista or Yellow, you know, press.
Was it called Alarma?
Yeah, those things. Yeah, okay. I learned Spanish from those. You look at the picture and like, well, what's it say? You have to learn Spanish to.
Oh shit!
You know, to figure it out, but you know, you have to you got to know what happened, so you got to learn to read it. So my Spanish is more Alarma than Mexican. But anyway, so
I don't think people realize that. So,
and you know, they hear it. It's like, really raw. It's just so fucking raw, and it worked.
Fuck.
They heard it and just blew their minds. I mean, they were buying this single in Long Beach at Zed Records, like 100, 200 at a time, paying full pop, taking them to Mexico.
Holy shit!
And it just spread. It just spread, just slow. But I mean, it just spread. There was no internet. So I'd have to wait till you see, you know, like, check this out. And once somebody tells you, check this out, you're done. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? Play it. And done. So it just spread on its own. Like I told Dino, like, dude, it's going to sell itself. Don't worry about if we play concert or not. It's going to sell itself. But, you know, just for the Spanish, that what it's saying is going to spread virus-like. But the thing is, it was great because no internet and people going bananas. People come up. I heard that Tom Araya is the singer. I heard, you know, these crazy, you know, stories. It's not Billy of Faith no more. It can't be, you know. Except Dino came out doing interviews like on one of his albums. Oh, I'm in Brujeria. Like, oh, you ruined it. He put John Brujo, you know, put my real name on there and stuff. Like, dude, what are you doing? And what he did is he ruined it for himself. So, oh, Asesino, that's Dino. Who's next? You know, next. They come to me, you know, Brujo. Who's he? That's my only band. There's no other band. You know, my real name doesn't help. It's like you see my picture without the mask. No one's gonna believe you. That's Juan Brujo, the singer. No, it's not. That's not him. You know, it's they're not gonna believe you. So all the attention went to Juan Brujo. Who's Juan Brujo? And it took a lot because the internet didn't get big till what, 98? It started
late
97, 98. It started, you know, AOL.
Yeah.
You know, not like it is now, nothing like it is now, but it was. And then the internet stories would be all wrong too. Like, oh, these guys killed somebody and to make the record and blah, blah, blah. And it was Monty Connor's idea. Like, let me put a story that they kidnapped me to get signed. Like, I had to sign these guys. They kidnapped me and they were going to kill me if I didn't sign them and put the record out. And he sent it out like that, the one with the head.
Oh,
shit. He sent that out. He sent that out to all the radio and the magazines. And they believed it. They're like, it's Bonnie, are you all right? You know, calling him like, oh, how are you alive? Did they, you know, you okay now, whatever? And he's laughing. I go, no, we just made that up. He just, you know, did whatever he wanted. He wanted a piece of the action. And I want a piece. You know, he wrote it himself, you know, Monte Muerte was his name, and that we kidnapped him, made him put out the record, and blah, 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 and drug dealing, murderous Mexican cartel, you know. I never saw it. He just, you know, yeah, do whatever you want. And he got mixed. Now you're in. I go, Monty, you're in now.
You were like the last era of bands that was able to do that. Like,
it
spreads.
It has, and to spread where it's still spreading now, it's like, you know, it's you can't stop it. It's a mind of its own. It's a mind of its own. Be careful. It'll get you. Te va a agarrar. Te va a agarrar. Yeah, it's just it's funny. I mean, it's like really some amazing stories that back that up. But
it's really crazy how you were able to. I mean, now you back then, I assume you look back. I'm like, you didn't. These weren't. You executed ideas without even trying.
Yeah, let's do, you know, just like, let's put it out in Spanish and don't use our real names. I'll sing about the worst shit you could think of, and I nailed that one. That one got nailed.
Yeah.
The worst, like, stuff they, ¿cómo dices? ¿Cómo puedes cantar eso? Y qué, you know, escuché el disco y lo tiré de mi casa, you know, throwing it out of the house and shit. You know, my mom found it and threw it away and, you know, all kinds of stories. And then, like I said, no one knew who it was. It was still like, you know, the more you tried to find out, the less you knew.
Wow.
Because they'd tell you the wrong, you'd hear, you know, they'd tell you the wrong thing. Tom Araya said, oh, Tom Araya, no, he's not. Sepultura, guys, Sepultura, they never showed up. We had the studio, they were going to come by and do some songs. They never showed up. They told their manager. I go, don't tell your manager, she'll never let you go. Fucking, they told her, and they never showed up, Sepultura. Sepulculo never showed up, motherfuckers. Let us be in Brujeria. No. No.
You're out, no, dude.
You're out.
Sorry.
You've been fucking canceled. You've been canceled for that shit. You didn't show up. We had I don't know what we did with that time, but anyways.
I know. I don't speak Spanish, but I know what culo means.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah, there's some basic words that are common knowledge and shit. And chichis and culo and verga and. But you know, so Monty Connor put out that story where they kidnapped him and all this, and he sent it out
Genius.
To the like a professional, you know, record release thing, you know, to press, you know, to radio DJs and all that shit. And more than half of them were like, "What?" And they believed it. Well, look at these Mexican guys. How could you put these guys? You put, you know, and some that were Latino were laughing like, "Oh, no way!" You know, this, you know, it's a funny thing. So then it came time to put it out, and. I go, is it going to have a label? Because back then, the label thing, that warning, the stickers on the albums, like parental, not for sale for under 18, whatever. That was the big thing back then. It's like, you know, it was going back and forth and people fighting them out. And he goes, are you going to put one of those stickers on ours? Nah, really? Nah, it's in Spanish. Who's going to know? He's like, they're not going to know. They're, you know, Tipper Gore's going to listen to it and she's not going to know what it says. So it went out without a sticker, and fucking first day it got released, a call at 6 in the morning, like, hey, what's that thing say? What? Would it sell a million already? Why are you calling me first day? And he goes, it's got banned in Europe, and they're going to send it back. They're sending it back, and they got banned for what it says. They want to sue us. And I go, you mean it worked?
Whose idea? Okay, so whose idea was it for this album cover?
Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Who do you think it's going to? Anybody else can tell you? Are you going to believe them? Dude, I went into a liquor store and there was one of those Alarma magazines and I look over and I go, fucking head. And I got it and I go, this got to be our cover.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. And everybody agreed that's got to be the cover, you know. So we had to call like the guy in Mexico for the Alarma publisher or whatever. And one of those, yeah. So I walk in the liquor store and like the east side of L.A., Mexican part, saw that, bought it, and I go, here's our cover. And so we had to call the guy in Mexico.
How did you get that approved?
I don't know. You mean like, I don't know how it got sold in the stores. That's why they banned the free. I got called at 6 in the morning. They were banning it in Germany because, you know, they're like 8 hours ahead. And it got banned and they're going to send it back. And how could you? We're going to sue you and blah, blah, blah. You go, what the fuck's that record say? I go, oh, I told you it was bad. I told you it was bad. Put a sticker on it. It's going to need it. No, it's in Spanish. No one cares. Español. Le vale verga en español. Fucking. And then two hours later, we need that translation now. They're going to return all the Roadrunner catalog. The whole catalog. If it says Roadrunner, it's going back.
Oh, shit.
In the world. Oh, dude. We killed the label. I shouldn't say that. Killed the label. Yeah, that was bad. And then it got really bad, you know. And
okay, so this is for people watching and listening. How do you say the first album title?
Matando güeros?
Okay, this is it true that means killing whites?
Yeah. Killing, you know, it never was supposed to leave Mexico. It never was supposed to leave Mexico where it's funny, where it's a funny title.
What the
fuck? It never was supposed to. It ends up in Germany, and the first day, it's like, fuck you guys. We're sending the whole Roadrunner catalog back. Fuck this label. Like, oh. In a way, I was like, because it worked. I mean, it was that's exactly what we wanted.
It worked. But why did it work?
I don't know. You figured the head, and I don't know. Good-looking head. Good-looking title, you know, matched.
If you don't, okay.
With a little brujería on it.
Well, unfortunately, once we can't put it up on YouTube, we're going to have to blur it out. But decapitated head.
Yeah, there you go.
On a cover, but no parental advisory.
Yeah, no sticker. Not when stickers were the big thing. Like, oh, no sticker, but, you know.
And it was a big thing, right?
It's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish. You found the loophole. That's wild.
It was the loophole of the day, but it didn't last long. You know, they put it out a couple hours later. It's banned, getting sued and getting returned. So
it kind of worked out because that kind of became like your mascot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
Coco Loco, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Well, I might as well go into it now. That's the head. But they finally legalized the, you know, they censored it with the black cover and all that shit. So they let it stay released and all that shit. They didn't return any records. So it had a happy ending.
It's a happy ending.
Yeah. But it made it more like, what the hell is that brujería thing? You know, people like, what? They censored it the first day. Like, what? You know, more virus. People like us, why? I gotta see the original. Good luck finding it. So that, like, wow, that dude. That was another part of the, there goes the virus that way. You know, they want the one with the head on it because the black one came out and that was the one that was for the rest of the time.
How do you do that when a record's already out?
They send back the bad ones and they put out a new one with the black cover on it. I mean, they didn't have to print a million of them, you know, they probably print like 2,000 of them, you know, and send them out again, whatever. And then it just, I have to have the original head, you know, the vinyl with the cover with the head. And so that little part of it went out, and those guys that collect the red, you know, they had to, you know, hit those guys. Now they're hooked. You know, you're going to get them one way or another, you know, it's going to be like, you're going to get hooked one way or another. And, but let me tell you about the head.
Let's do it.
So a couple years passed by after release, like maybe 2 years, and some guys were having a party in Texas and they were making a flyer with the head. You know, ska party, vamonos a la chingada, you know, vamos a tocada, like Voodoo Glow Skulls was one of the main bands and blah, blah, blah. And they had the head. And they were making copies of Kinko with the head. And they did it. They took their copies and they left like the original in the machine. And a story came out where they found some guy dead with no head. And they put a picture of the guy with the head on. And it's exactly the same, exact of the Matando Güeros head. He looked exactly like it. I mean, you couldn't even, and they killed him the same day of that party. They killed him the same day of that party. And the Kinko guy, he goes, oh, these kids were in here making copies of that head. Because he saw the story. He was like, oh, they were here. Cops go down there, they get the machine, they get the print. They go to those guys' houses, arrest them for murder.
What?
First degree murder. Like, come on, get in the car. No, it was just a party we're having with a ska party, ska. And, you know, off to jail you go. And then the next day, the news story came out. They arrested the murderers of this, you know, the guy with the head. They haven't found the head yet, but they arrested some teenagers making copies of, you know, of his head, of the pictures of the head and blah, blah, blah. And then people saw it and like, huh? That's the cover of Matando Güeros, that's brujería record. And they're laughing. They're like two guys in jail. And the guy's like, ah! Somebody called the station. That's a brujería. That's a record cover. That guy's not the same guy. And you're like, oh, what? They looked at it like, oops. Well, release him. You're free to go, guys. You're free to go. You know. So that was like, it's not, you could probably find that story on the YouTube still. Oh, God. I don't know if I have it. I might have it on the Brew Cam. I'm Brewcam 13 on YouTube, and I have all these crazy videos. No, I got like, you know, 500 subscribers or something like that. Not even that, and I could put anything I want. But dead bodies and all types of shit they don't check. Except the music. If you put the song on there, they bounce it out.
Yeah.
Quick. But before, you could put anything. It's just fucking, it's still there. Some of the shit's still there. Brewcam 13 on YouTube.
Brewcam 13. Okay.
Brewcam 13 all together.
And one word. See if anything comes up. Oh, is this you? I think we found something. Do we find something?
Let's see. I can't see from here that good. There's the Trump shit.
Oh,
there's Trump. I'll talk about that. He said,
oh no,
he showed up at my house. All right. okay. No, I'll talk about that.
I'm looking forward to that already.
I don't see I can't see this far that good. There's Pete. There's no, I must have missed. There's like a new newscaster guy. Well.
Newscaster, we're looking for.
I have to get closer and look. All right.
You post some interesting stuff.
That's Trump. The Trump head. You see, see that Trump head there on the left?
Yeah.
That was out before, when the first day he got fucking, went into the race.
Yeah.
That was out. I go, we're going to build a wall, keep all the rapists out and all the fucking murdering Mexicans. I go, what? And fucking Trump head. Anyways, and I got that Kathy Griffin, that chick that got hung.
Mm-hmm.
She came out with a Trump head in her hand. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, God. That was all every channel.
Oh,
it
shit.
It was on every channel. Anyways, we'll go there later. We're looking for, I don't see it there.
I'm afraid about where we're about to go, dude.
I got stories.
We're going deep somewhere. Fuck.
All right, it's not there.
Did you delete it?
I don't know where I put it. It might have been on the MySpace. Rest in peace. All right.
Yeah. It's probably on your MySpace.
I'll send it to you if I find it. It's like we use it as the intro, Matando Hueros now, like a newscaster. Estamos tratando de buscar alguien de the grupo Brujería, pero todavía no. You know, it's a news story. Like we use it on the recordings or the intro to on the live shows. But yeah, he comes out and he's saying they found this guy with no head, and these guys are making flyers of his head and the Kinkos and blah blah blah, and they got arrested.
Dates.
You know, and it's like fuck, and the guy looked exactly like the fucking Matando Hueros guy.
Shit, dude.
And it's fucking unreal. And they killed a guy on my birthday, too, just to make it even worse.
On your birthday?
It was like this, but, oh, that's my birthday. What happened to him? No head. They found him with no head, you know, and here's a picture of him. He's a guy like in a wheelchair.
It's a weird, that's
And they found his body in a field. I know.
It's a weird coincidence.
It's like, what? Oh, damn. I'm cursed.
Life does that.
Yeah. You know, you put a record out with a head on called Brujeria, you're going to get cursed.
Man, this band chose you, man. Holy shit.
That's what I'm saying. I got to go through with it now. I'm here. You know, It's still going.
35 years, man.
Wow. Shit. I could be your dad. I've been doing that. I could be your dad just doing it as Brujo.
What we guys?
What's Dino saying there about, oh, whatever.
Oh, no.
You know how Dino lies.
Oh, no.
You know how Dino lies, huh? Just go to anything about Fear Factor and see what, you know, what's going on there. Anyways,
shout out,
he's doing well.
Shout out to Finn, and I watched this.
Yeah. Come on, man. I think they played it for me the other day, and it says, there was a newspaper line in the radio station at Loyola Marymount. There was a Mexican newspaper with Brujeria on it. Like, there's no Mexican newspaper in the fucking radio station at LMU. What are you doing? Making shit up? Like, dude. That's where the name came from. I go, dude, Mexican newspaper line in the radio station at Loyola Marymount.
In L.A.
Yeah, just happened to be one there. Come on, dude.
As soon as we talk about Dino, the fucking lights go out. That
was sick.
He's sick.
I know he's here.
Dude, some energy is following you. It's crazy.
Oh, dude, it's big. You don't even know.
It's kind of a trip.
But it's good. Like, we don't do the shows, and it's just energy's blowing up the place. It's like crazy good. You were there, right, the Pomona one, right? Or,
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, just that people are happy and they love the shit, and you know, knowing these people. Like, you go to an Asesino show. You go to an Asesino show, and everybody's drained. Like, coming out like suck dry.
Brutal.
Suck dry.
You are brutal. Okay, so there's two people, but they are the same person. Is there's someone that you are a friend with, and there's the same person, but that you're in a band with.
Yeah.
Right. So how is it really being in a band with Dino? Because I just know him as like a friendship level.
We were bros for him. We had a good time doing it all. But he would have this thing where he wanted the attention, you know. But the attention went to me. It's just, you know, I wasn't like begging for it. I wasn't looking for it. It just happens, and he couldn't take it.
Hmm.
You know. It's like, dude, I'm not trying to be, you know, you're much a big part of it as I am, you know. It's just the shit's going towards me like that, and he was, you know, he wanted the attention no matter what, and he finally quit because he had to go do something record with Roadrunner and this and that. We're doing the Rock al Parque festival in Colombia like 5 days later, and he quit. I had to cancel it the last minute, and people were pissed. You'll never play Colombia again. You'll never do, and I'll tell you that story later too. Remind me, brutal story there.
Brutal, dude.
Dude, they're all brutal. I don't know where I'm going to go. We're going to be here for hours.
But how is it working with them, like, creatively?
What?
Like, as far as, like, songs?
He'd write the music, I'd do the lyrics and sing, and that's it.
You feel sick?
Yeah. Raymond was a monster, the drummer. Greñudo was fucking, him and Dino would sit down and just shit riffs. Just shitting riffs out, like fucking, you know, it's like five, slow down. Slow down.
You had to tell them to slow down.
No. Okay. They were,
I'm sure, but.
They were just, you know, get together and just shit, you know, they just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, as fuck, I got to write faster, you know, because, you know, I only got two done. Hurry up. You know, fuck. It just happened, dude. It just would happen.
When you're writing songs that fast, is there like an element of pressure there?
Or no, none. There's none. It's just like.
You're just.
You know, it came out here. Tried, you know, first time I ever sang it, recorded, done. It's like I didn't even get to practice it. Just first time came out, and you know, it was all raw. I mean, if you hear those old stuff, it's like, you know, put it down as is. It was like an 8-track, you know, tape player recording the song. So it was like, you know, I don't know how we got that sound out of it. It's like System of a Down when they were like rookies. Where'd you record that demo? We want to sound like you guys, running all broom this now. We took them to see. They were like this. What a dime. You know, it was just a dime. It was really bad. $15 an hour. And they recorded a demo with Billy. I don't know how it came out or what. But yeah, they got signed and they're rich now anyway. So, but yeah, they all, we want to record where you did. I go, you sure? I don't think so. No.
Let me show you.
Yeah. You know.
That's sick.
System of a Down in there. Oh, man. Anyways, where were we? I got too much to say.
How do you pronounce the name of the third record?
Which one? Brujerismo?
Yes.
Brujerismo. That's the one that got nominated for a Latin Billboard Award.
Did it?
Yeah. We were, you know who beat us? Shakira. We're in a category with Shakira. Like, go figure. I want to go just to see her. No, I've already met her before, but she beat us. It was Shakira and a band called La Ley from Mexico.
Hmm.
Brujerismo. All right, look it up. Look it up. Yeah, I think it was the 2001 Latin Billboard Music Awards New Rock category. Oh, shit. It's hardly anything. There's like one website that have info on that. Billboard Awards winners or something like that. Back in Latin Billboards or...
Latin pop the year. 2001. Keep going. But that record came out in 2000.
It came out in 2000, 2001. It was nominated for the Latin Billboard. Okay. Like, they come out a year later. But Shakira won it. Like, fuck, they just made that category to put Shakira. Oh, you found it?
Latin Rock Album of the Year. MTV Unplugged Shakira. She did a fucking Unplugged record?
I don't know anything about her. So she's a little girl, though. I met, you know, like this tall. Real skinny, like, oh, piece of shit. Oh, she was cool. It's like, you know, I didn't like her. I thought her music was shitty.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways.
Who fucking wrote this nominee list?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. I wanted to go find out who nominated us, by the way. It's always some long-haired guy, the weed-smoking guy in the back. Hey, I threw it in. You know, it's always that guy. But is it there? It's not the album of the year. It was just some category, new artist, Billboard, Latin Billboard Music Awards.
That's, I mean, that's an accomplishment at least.
Yeah, they sent us tickets to go to the show. It's like, you know, it was in Miami.
And you went?
No, I didn't go. They gave me the tickets the day before, like, to make sure I didn't go. Oh, we FedExed them to you. Like, when? And the day before it shows up, I'm going, well, what am I going to do now? They fucked me. They didn't want us there at all to lose. You know, we'd be like, fuck Chiquita, you know. They didn't make sure we didn't go. Because I had asked them, don't we get tickets? Oh yeah, huh? And we'll send you some day before the show, assholes.
Hmm.
Oh, well. We'll get another one. Well, you know, I'm working for that. I want another shot being in one of those award shows with the mask on. And in this category, we have Brujeria. I want to be the guy on the TV. Anyways, we'll get there again.
How did you, what did you think about those songs when you were hearing them? Was the process still the same? Hey, we got fucking 3 days.
Yeah. Then we had a couple more days because, like, we did three
five days. Yeah, five.
Something like that. And then, wow. Like, you know, 2 weeks later, we'd have a couple of days. And
okay.
So Dino did it, you know, tightened up the mix and whatever. And then vocals were coming out good.
What did you think?
Took our time with the vocals.
What did you think when you were hearing those songs?
They were fat. And it was just Brujeria. I was like, okay, that one works. That one's good. By then, we were just like, okay, good. It's either, all right, here's the test, the Brujeria test. If the songs are good, it didn't matter what me and Dino said. Didn't matter. What we do, we'd mix, you know, get a rough mix in and this and that, get it down pretty good. We call in Raymond. Raymond, we got like six songs. You got to hear him. You let us know what you think. So he'd come in there and he'd be all, you know, he was all a serious guy. You know, he comes in, long hair, and he's sitting there like this. Like, all right, play it. And we start playing it, and he was like this, like, huh? Did he say, he start laughing, and he fall out of the chair, and he fucking, like, throw his arms, like, the shades on the window, he knocked them off, like, boom, oh, fuck, and he's just laughing, like, and Dino's looking at each other, okay, that one works.
Okay.
So, next one.
This is a keeper.
Next one, he was like, oh, that was killing me, La Migra, he's like, it's La Migra's killing me, and they were, play the next one. What? Ah, the hook comes in. One of them killed him was the Mecos. Mecos. Girl singing Mecos. Boom. I didn't see the guy hit the floor so hard laughing, kicking chairs and shit. He'd go nuts. And that's the reaction we had to have from Raymond to know the song was good. Didn't matter what me and Dino said. Didn't matter. Raymond had to be, some songs he was like this. What? Is that it? You know, okay, Dino's like, hit it, stop it, you know, next. He would, like, go in, like, about 10 seconds, and he was like, all right, that didn't work, next. If he didn't laugh, it didn't go out. And every single one he laughed at, dude, was big, monster songs. Brujerismo, that's some monster hit.
How did you, first of all, that's a crazy process, it's great.
That's just the way it happened, because, like, you know what, doesn't matter what we say, if he don't like it, it's not, you know, he's going to tell us if he likes it. And then he couldn't tell us because he was laughing so hard. Never seen a guy, that big guy like that, laughing so hard where he, you know, having a seizure. Knocking the blinds off the window. Boom, they go flying. I'm like, I guess he likes it. You know, and that was great. You know, doing that, it's like you can't have more fun than that making music.
That sounds like so much fucking fun.
You know, and now I can't get Dino and Raymond together if my life depended. You know, if we did that, you know.
What do you?
If we did that, it'd be all over.
Mm-hmm. You guys probably haven't talked in the same room in a long time.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine, man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Dino, but he just fucking cut away and left us for Dino. I'm still the same guy, dude. I'm having fun. You know, Raymond could use some fun shit. I don't know where he's at, but fucking you can't get him. You know, they would shit riffs. But anyways.
Fear Factory, and you guys just, you deserve so much credit what you did for like the heavy scene. Because when your band came out, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it, dude.
The Brujeria was before Fear Factory. It was like, you know, you joined Brujeria and you became rich and famous in another band later. And, you know, like Faith No More, Billy would tell me, I'm going to quit Faith No More. It's not working. We toured Metallica. We're not selling records. You know, I might as well do Brujeria. Mm-hmm. I go, it was Christmas time when he goes home. I go, relax. In a couple months, it'll be the Grammys. They'll nominate you. You'll probably win and you'll be huge. And fucking a couple months later, they nominated them and MTV played your songs every, like, you know, half hour. And they got, and then boom, never saw him again for like 5 years. It was like on tour the whole time.
It sounds like you and Dino and Raymond were really close friends.
No, we weren't close. I mean, Raymond, we'd only see him in the studio. We didn't hang out. You know, we didn't hang out or anything. Just like, you know, we're recording, all right. Shows up and leaves, comes back. If he doesn't laugh, he doesn't go out. And he was there the minimum time. The minimum time. I'd hung out with Dino a lot. We and Dino would hang out and we'd be buddies and stuff. And so we'd be there working the songs the whole time. Raymond would just play and leave.
Typical drummer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he's sitting riffs, he start playing a riff, and then Dino's like, oh, you know, grab the guitar. I go, dude, all right, next. No one, he would be all cool, like, yeah, that was good. You know, next one. They just keep shitting him.
When was the last time you were in the same room with Dino?
I saw him at one festival. Hey, Dino, what's up? And he just turned around and walked away like, you know, I wasn't there. He doesn't talk to me. He just runs from me. Runs away. I go, whatever, dude, whatever. You know, I'm looking for him, whatever.
What's it going to take for you guys to talk, you think?
I don't know. He's got to be down to earth. I don't think he's been down to earth for a long time. Hey, dude, you look at me, dude. You know, hey, let's make a record. All right. You know, let's go. But, you know, I'm the easy one. Raymond would come back, too, I think, if, you know. But with Dino there, it's like, eh. Billy would never come back if Dino's there. He's like, he won't do it with me or Dino. But Billy wasn't really there for the meat stuff. He was like, he came in like when, you know, add a couple songs, whatever. But it was good. Like, Billy and Dino, they didn't like each other, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know. But we get together and we make great songs. We just get together and we forget that you like them or not or whatever. And we just sit there and the songs come out. And they it's like, you know, we don't care if I like you or not. We're working together and it's working. And it's a whole different, I don't know. It's this connection that's made that doesn't matter what you do, it's going to be good. You know, and then it's over, and then you go back to hating them. It's like, you know, okay, whatever. It's back to normal. But when you get together, it was, you know, you didn't want, like, Billy wouldn't want to do it, but he couldn't stop. Like, he was like, no, it's good. He did the Marijuana song, and he was in the studio at home just, like, tweaking it, like, fuck. Because Dino didn't want to do that song. It took him a year to get him to do it, and then Billy mixes. I don't want to mix anything Dino does. It's like, fuck me. And then, you know, he heard it. And next thing you know, he's in the tweaking the shit out of it, you know, making it happen. Anyways, those were the days.
It's almost impossible to keep the balance of everybody together.
It's easy with Brujeria. You just have to get rid of what you have before you go in there. Dino can't walk in with what he has on him, you know. All the negative shit, you know. If he just like, you know, if you would just come in laughing, like he was such a good guy when he was laughing. You make him laugh, you felt good. He's laughing good, you know, like Raymond. Raymond's, yeah, but, you know, when Dino's happy and laughing, he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And when he's pissed and this and that, fuck, get out of the way. You know, but I was there and, you know, I was there to, I was with him in the bad times too. Anyways,
I'm sure there's a lot of bad times. Because
yeah, but he's coming. You know, he blame everything on me. It's like whatever he's saying now. It's like whatever, dude. I don't even care what you say. It was like, you know, it's not true. But it's too bad. It's too bad.
But at least you guys will always be bonded by those tunes. Those songs are gonna last forever.
Yeah, they're gonna last a long time. I don't know where they came from, or you know, they just got done. They just got done.
It sucks because you guys can't share this moment. Like me and my chick were just sitting back watching Ozark, and then
how about that, huh?
And there's a moment where they're fucking torturing the guy with loud death metal. I guess is a thing that
they do. The cartel guys took him kidnapped him to Mexico, put him in the dungeon of the and tortured him with music, and it was Brujeria.
Is this it? Sorry,
I mean, Brujeria was made for that. That, you know, that's what we want.
Fuck,
it's like,
dude.
We got what we want. It's like the Roadrunner, you know. Return the Roadrunner. It's the same thing. We made it for this.
How did this happen?
Somebody told that, you know, hey, the perfect music to torture a guy in New Mexico, Brujeria is the only one. If you don't choose Brujeria, the whole program's no good. The whole program goes on the toilet. It's got to be Brujeria in that scene, dude. Come on. So some long-haired guy smoking weed's like, is that Brujeria? That'd be the good one.
100%.
You know, there's no other Mexican Spanish band that could do that, and you believe it. You know, it'd be the end of, you know, the show wouldn't work after that. But it's a great show. I liked it.
It's one of my favorites. Did you see anything? Was there a change after this came out? Because this is actually how I really got into your band.
Shut up.
Yep.
It got you? The virus. It's the virus.
It's still, we it's, had it to, got
yeah,
me.
Get on Netflix, you know.
I got sick as fuck, dude. I'm affected, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, it goes out like little buds to hook people. Like
years later, dude. Crazy.
It got you. Yeah, that's how it happens.
It's
a good thing, though. It's a good thing. You'll enjoy it.
I mean, did you notice like a difference? Like, oh shit! More people was randomly find out about my band.
Why we knew? Like the first day when the guy tattooed his arm, I knew it was like, okay, this thing's working something. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to be the first guy with the Brujeria tattoo. Like, huh? Just hours after we gave it to him. That's when I knew from the beginning that it's just gonna spread itself.
You just knew you had.
We didn't like our first show we ever played was 2003. We never played a show till 2000, and our records were out in 90.
So you had three records.
We had three albums out, and we hadn't played a show.
So you're getting offers, and you're just saying no to them.
Well, no, it actually, we get offers when I can't get the band together. They're all touring, but there'd always be a Brujeria, you know, somebody pretending to be Brujeria, you know, passing out flyers like, oh, Brujeria, what the God? People go, not Brujeria.
You serious? Oh shit!
They're playing, you know, acting like they're Brujeria and this and that, and it would like be a disaster. It didn't end nice.
I mean, just talk about building a hype.
Well, that's our first show ever, right there.
Chicago. Is it?
Yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah, first show. I was born in Chicago.
Oh shit!
Yeah, those are that's that CD I had. They were the first shows we ever did.
Wait a minute, you were born in?
I was born in Chicago.
Oh shit! I didn't know
there's
that.
There's Dean right there. He's skinny.
Sick as fuck.
We had, I don't know, 2,000 people. I don't know, first show.
Is that the Aragon?
Yeah. How'd you know? You nailed it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
First show at the Aragon.
What the? How?
I was a rookie. That was my first show ever with a mic.
Okay, and also people, I don't know if people don't know, but this is your first and only band.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's your first show.
That's my first show.
What
ever.
The fuck?
He said, you know, it starts off slow. We started out with a couple thousand people, first show.
How do you do that?
Dude, I'm telling you, it just spreads itself, and things come together like that, you know? It's crazy, dude. And then we'd go, like, in those days, like, our first show ever, like, in Mexico, those type of shows, It'd be like the Beatles at the airport. Oh, you're the guy, the cops, you're the guys that are causing the shit outside. What shit? Open the door. Ah, it was like the Beatles. You know, we had to run to the van and get out of there. I go, what the hell is going on, man? It's like, what the hell? It's crazy shit. South America would go nuts. Chile, they had a tank outside the venue, like a police tank, like a real tank. And about 50 guys on horses, like ready for the show. I go, what's that? Oh, that's for your show. I go, we don't have that in our show. What the fuck is that? And, no, no, they're here to, you know, make sure nothing happens. Oh, man. The tank. But, you know, like down there, the cops get the flyers. And like, it's a Brujeria gig. Yeah. You know, they go down there just to bust heads open, dude. They just fucking tear gas everybody and go busting heads. The cops got the flyers and they're like, yes. You know, fuck. You know, I'd hate to be down there, you know, but it was crazy shows.
Okay, so, yep, there you go, Aragon Ballroom, Chicago, October 2nd, 2003.
That was that first show, yeah, 2003. So three albums out, nominated for Latin, you know, and still no shows, no one, you know, who are these guys?
A band for 14 years.
Yeah.
And then that is wild.
I don't know, I don't know, is it?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, because I've never, you know, that's how it happened to us. It was, you know, I didn't know it was, I thought everything could be like that. I thought Van Halen came out like that.
Yeah, because you don't really have, like, especially what, like, your chosen, like, band. You don't really have, like, anyone to follow or, like, imitate.
Oh, dude, there's nothing, come on. We did this because, like, there's no, all the bands from Mexico are singing in English. Like, it's just nothing. We need to give these guys, you know, at that terrorism, we need to give them what they want, Spanish. You know, they like them, the terrorizer, the napalm goes, you know the fuck language that is. It's like, you know, let's give it to them Spanish where they understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Good call.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's easy. You know, call it brujería. That's voodoo. That's like, you know, don't stay away from that shit. And don't worry about the lyrics. I know what to say. I hardly know Spanish, but I know what to say.
Dude, what a show.
Dude, okay. The next show was like, there was like 200 people on the stage. Oh, anyways, it's on that CD right there. It's like you have to see it to believe it.
So did you go from Chicago to California?
Yeah. When I was a kid, my parents went back to California, LA and shit.
So your parents originally from
Yeah, they're Mexican. Mexico,
okay. And then you went straight to L.A.?
Yeah. Live there in my home. Oh, put that peach one on. See that second one there on the right? That one. Here's our recruit ads on MySpace.
Pinche Peach, right?
Yeah.
What's this?
It's our recruit video. One of them. We had a couple of them. Dude.
Wait, what?
Watch. Turn it up louder. Can you hear it? You want the girls to like you?
Oh.
Today I'm chingon. I heard the brujería.
Tengo dinero, tengo viejas, tengo marihuana.
I got the power.
Okay, so exactly what is the purpose of this?
Just to get fans. Just like be part of the Brujeria, you know, street team or club.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
And that was on the record, I think the Extremist Hits or whatever. And we put it out. It was like MySpace back in the day, you know, putting videos up and like that. And there was a couple of them. Like, some were pretty funny. We had a... when we were recruiting guys, like there was a bunch of kids going through tires, like, you know, like a terrorist, you know, video where they're training them and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sent it out in an email saying, satanic band is recruiting children for their cult and blah, blah, blah. And I sent it out. It was 3 a.m, 9/11.
Oh, wow.
Satanic terrorist band recruiting their children. I go, oh, the FBI will be here tomorrow. And sent it out 3 a.m. A couple hours later, the fucking plane's hitting the building. I'm going to look for that email because no one believes it. I'm going to show everybody what time it went out, what date.
What a weird coincidence.
Dude, that was to hang me. You know, it's like, you know, terrorists, satanic terrorists recruiting. Oh, man. And that happens? Oh, man. I thought for sure they were going to come take me away. I hid everything. You know, I was cleaning out the house like fucking, they'll be here any minute now. They never showed. That time they never showed.
That time?
Yeah, later. Yeah, there's another one I got to tell you about the Trump.
So there was a Trump one?
There was a Trump one.
A Trump. You got a knock?
Yeah. And the guys with the bulletproof vest and the guns at the door.
What happened?
They want to talk to me about those Trump singles they had put out.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, Trump boys. I go and say, you here because Trump said, yeah. What's this shit about? You're going to start to kill Trump, whatever. I go, well, we killed Pete Wilson and nothing happened. On the Raso Odiado record, the intro, we killed the governor of California. No one ever came. I was waiting. I was like this, like.
Here we go.
Nothing. When they cut the guy's head off, you know, and they found his body over there. We're going to call Brujeria, see what's up. No. Never called. I'm like, fuck. No one's ever going to call. I got a bunch of they never called stories.
So you were proud of a song and anticipate, okay, there's probably going to.
Yeah, yeah. And nothing ever happened. I mean, you killed the guy. You know, I called Jello Biafra. Jello, we need an intro to our record. Now, you're a major label. Now, you don't need my help from a little. You went for the money. And you know, Jello's lecturing me like, you know, Jello Biafra could lecture. And I go, and he goes, what do you want me for anyways? And I go, well, if you would have done it, you would have been Pete Wilson, the governor. Why? So we could kill you. And he was like, and I heard the phone drop, like, and then I hear like a laugh, like he was running up and down his house laughing really hard. Like, you know, that Jello laugh. And he was like, you could tell the phone was on the floor. I go, what the hell? What's going on? And he come and pick up the phone. I'll be Pete Wilson, but you got to kill me. You got to kill me. Because you knew the cops would come get me. I'm going, yeah, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill him, dude. We're going to, that's the intro of the record. We're going to, he was, dude, he's, the next day I had a tape. FedEx, the next day, came in like, what? He did it all? He had a whole cassette full of that shit. I, Pete Wilson. Oh, my God. He FedExed it. He was that into it. Laughing up and down the high, dude. Yeah, I don't think he's ever laughed that loud or that hard. And well, that was the beginning of the Raso Odiado the record, that killing Pete Wilson, because he came up Prop 187. Like, it was like totally, you know, oh, I forgot to tell you, I met Pete Wilson, the governor. I was at a Grammy party for Faith No More, was nominated for a Grammy. And they have the day before, they have a party at the Paramount Theaters and whatever, really fancy shit. We didn't know. It was like the first time any metal band got nominated. We didn't know you had to go in a tuxedo and shit, and you know. I was like in a leather jacket, Brujeria hat, and a t-shirt, and Billy was like, you know.
As he should be.
Yeah, Billy is just in a shirt that you'd see him in a video in. And we're in there, and we're walking through the crowd, and it was like by the bar, we're trying to get out. And it was free drinks for everybody, so the bar area was packed with musicians going nuts. Mm-hmm. So we're going this way, and Pete Wilson's coming this way, and all of a sudden he's right in front of me. I go, oh, the governor. And I said, you know, hey, let him through, man. Let him through. He's VIP. And he looks at me, turns around, covers his wife.
No, no.
Covers his wife like this, like, get away, get away. I'm like, what? Get the I was the only Mexican in the whole place. Out I went. Now there's no Mexicans. Out I went. You know, it's like.
one and zero real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was because I'm looking around. There's no Mexicans. There's all white people in suits.
It's one too many.
Yeah. It's like, out I go. Pajuera way. Pajuera. And I go, fuck, man. You know, he fucking, you know, I don't understand. He covered his wife. You know, I was like, you know, don't touch
why?
Her. The protector from me. I don't know. I didn't look good in the party, whatever. So I said, okay, you know, there's white people act that way. I forgive it. You know, I've been around a long time, and you know, I remember the 70s. But, you know, hey, you know, whatever, I don't care. He's the president, you know, whatever. And like two months later, he comes out with these laws that were anti, you know, Mexican, anti, you know, deport Mexicans, you know, as soon as you find them on the street, and Prop 187 and all this shit. And the election passed it, and the Supreme Court said they're so radical that they threw them out. But they were all anti-Mexican. I go, what the fuck's this fucker doing? 187, you know, proposition to fuck up Mexicans. Pissed me off. So that's when we got the song where we kill him. We got to kill this fucker before he runs for president. He did run for president. You know, with some, the word's got to get out that this guy's a racist fucking by far. And he never said, he never did anything, didn't send the, you know, shut me down or whatever. Why? Because he is racist. You'd lose. Like, that guy is racist. You're going to go, how are you going to fight and lie behind, you know, saying you're not? You're going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you can't really take back kicking out the one Mexican. In a
yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw the one Mexican. We'll throw the one white guy out with Jello Biafra. We're going to kill you. Oh, my God.
But
and,
that
but that was the Pete Wilson one, the Trump one. The Trump one. It's like, you know, I was like in between tours and I was staying at my mom's or my sister's, and they went to my sister's house first, knocked on the doors. They had guns and, looking in the house and all that shit because they had a ring camera and they could see them. And I go, fuck. When did they get the call? Where the FBI, what's that new one called? The I don't know what the new one is. The one that they made after 9/11. Whatever, you know, FBI agent, whatever, we got to talk to John Lepping, blah, blah, blah. And they got me at my mom's house. They go, we're going down there right now, all right. And I went to my mom's house where it was all neat and clean, you know. You know, they're not going to suspect
no
the weedy, thing.
No.
Yeah, all the shit's in a box outside, parked down the street, you know, guns and everything. All the shit's out of the house. And,
Jesus.
And they show up and they got bulletproof. And my mom lives in one of those old people things, the park with it's like, you got to be 90 or over And I go, okay, come down here. And, and they put on vests. They got rifles. I go, dude, what are you doing? And everybody in the neighborhood's like, what? Oh, man. And, open the door. Like, oh, what are you doing? You know, and they come in, ask me all these questions. Like, why do you hate Donald Trump? I go, because he hates us. Like, he hates us first, dude. He's building a wall. Shit, I'm going to say something. I'm in a band. I get free speech. I can say whatever I want. And, they kept asking me questions, and then they go to the part where they're profiling you, like, why do you hate your family? I go, hey, my family, this is my mom's house. She's down the street. I see her every day. How come this, you don't get along with your family, or you hate your family, or why do you hang out with drug addicts and this and that? I go, they're in a band.
Why were they asking you that?
Profiling you, because if you fit the profile, then you're like, okay, he fits this profile. He's crazy. Put him in Guantanamo. But everything they asked me was like, I'm like, no, I don't hate my mom. She's right down the street. I see her every day. And, I forgot what other question, but it was all stupid questions. I just answered the wrong way for them. And like, they couldn't get anything on me. I go, stop the profiling, dude. You're wasting your time. It's a joke. You want to take me in and make me rich and famous. I'll be on CNN tonight.
Oh no!
I'll be on CNN. I'm like this, and the guy's like, "It's like, oh, we're gonna go." Right when I started talking like that, they just got up and left. We sign a paper saying if I'm crazy, they're gonna take me away. All right, sign it, and you're not gonna find nothing. So they came to take me away, profile me. They looked in my house, looked in my room. Are there guns in here? I go, no, I'm not trying to raise an army to go against Trump. I go, fuck, I'm not doing what he's doing.
Because of a single that you put out.
Well, it was two of them.
It was two of them.
One was like a year before the election. When he first said he was going to run, I came out the next week with it. We're going to build a wall. Oh, fuck you. You're going to build a wall. It's that bad. Rapist, Mexican rapist and cartels killing Americans. Like, well, come on. It's like my whole family crossed the border like that. And they're not no rapists or kill,
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you coming out like that, it's a murderous, Mexicans and blah, it's like, fuck. So he pissed me off pretty good. And we came out with the Presidente Trump, like he won the election, and he did win. I never figured that, but he did win. And it looked like a good thing. Like, oh, look, President Trump, he's a year before, he's expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we killed him at the end, but I was just giving him a haircut. Cutting that hair off. Oh, okay. And
it's a brutal song too. It's great. It's on my damn. This is a sick ass single. It should have been on like a record or something.
Yeah, there was like 600 singles or whatever, different color ones going out. And the second one was Amarikon Sar, like a Russian. He's in with the Russians. There's a video of like some Russian hooker pissing on his face in a jacuzzi. I don't know if you ever seen that piece of art, but. That was going around for a while. I go, oh, dude, he's fucking in with the Russians. It's him and Putin and some hookers pissing on his face. There, oh, there it is. Maricón Sar. A maricón.
Is this the cover?
That's a cover, yeah.
Actually, what's even more impressive is that you had a label to back it. Like, I would assume they'd be like, hey, maybe you shouldn't put...
Well, it was a single. It's like, what are they going to do? Just tell us not to sell it? It wasn't on an album. We didn't put them on the albums. I told
you
Monty,
know loopholes.
They go, don't put it on the album because they'll pull the album, you know. But the single, they could pull all they want. And then people want it more. So they pull it. Like, what'd they pull? You know, it's like, yeah, what was it? Why'd they do it? You know, the more wanted than before. So, he sent the fucking, FBI down to my pad.
Who do you think found that song and then sent someone to
you? And, you know, they have,
right?
Trump has a lot of those, they're online, you know, looking shit up, like anything with Trump, and seeing, and it's all, you know, it's going to be bad if it's not good. And the first single was President Trump. It's like, oh, you know, he's singing about Trump being president before he's elected, you know, like, so I got away with that one. That one went clean. But the Amari Konsar one, with him with the Russian uniform on, it didn't work. That it came out right away.
Shit.
They came out quick. And then I told him, hey, it's been like 8 months since that thing came out. What's taking you so long to get down here? I was waiting. I've been waiting for you for six, seven months. I gave up waiting. What happened? We got a lot of work to do. And he just looked down and goes, we got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of people talking shit about Trump, but they have to go check it out. Because he's Trump. So Trump knows about this? Not coming to see? Yeah, he heard. Yeah, he knows. He's the one handpicking who you're going to go get. So Trump knows Brujeria. There's a little virus going out. You know, the people looking for Brujeria shit to say it's bad or anti-Trump. But the new album has a Trump song where it's I'm missing the hate I love. It's like I lost the love of hating him. You know, I want him back. It's like I miss him. It's a song about I miss him. I miss hating him. Every day I woke up hating him and you know, just hating and feeling good. And now he's not president. You know, I miss that hate. I love the hate. You know, the hate I had. Every day I'd wake up mad. You know, what's he doing? What's he doing? And I miss that. That's what the song's about. I miss him.
You have a very creative mind. And you
I miss the love.
And what's also special is that you actually put it out on music.
Yeah, it's out. It's gone, you know. Came out in the COVID days, I think.
You know what's also kind of lacking in our genre is like bands, artists are just scared of getting political or saying what's on their mind for whatever reason. They don't want to divide the audience that they worked for, and it's very rare that an artist that just fucking says it and does it, and boom, there it is.
I gotta confess, my favorite band as a kid was when I was a little punky was Dead Kennedys, and the way Jello comes out talking about shit about politics and all that shit just like blew my mind. And so Dead Kennedys were my favorite band. Like, fuck, I want to be like them. So all our songs are like stories. I'm singing long stories, whatever, you know, doing it like Dead Kennedys would. And one time I saw an interview with Jello, and it said, what's your favorite band? And Jello goes, on the left, it's Brujeria. And I go, fuck, that's my, Dead Kennedys were my favorite band. And he's saying that Brujeria is his favorite band. I go, that one was one of those,
one of those moments, huh?
Yeah. The lights turn on and you're floating around.
You're like, what the
fuck? Yeah, Brujeria. And I go, fuck. And the reason there's Brujeria is because Dead Kennedys really was a big influence on that, you know, all the shit they talk about and didn't care. They're a great band live, too. Fuck. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Why did, what happened to our music? Like, or is this?
It just sold out. It's just sold out. You know, something sell it easy and they make money, whatever. Do the, dies, do the next one, you know, it's like, whatever. I've only done Brujeria. It's like I just do what I have to do. You know, if I'm pissed, I'm going to sing about it. You know, it's like it's not going to get away. You know, Matando Hueros. It's like we've been treated so bad. Me as a kid, you know, I felt it. That's not just something I see. It's like I'm part of that hate. And here, take this. You know, here's how I feel, Matando Hueros. You know, it worked for you. If you're Latino, Hispanic, whatever, you hear it and you're going to love it. It's going to hit you. But the American, you know, the Gaucho types and the haters, they're not going to like it at all. You know, you know, if they don't like it and they really get pissed off, you know that what kind of hater they are. You know, so it's always been that way. It's going to be like, you know, how I feel. If I don't feel it, it's not going to be good music.
Yeah.
Not at least on the vocal side of it.
Do you think it could come back? Do you think that there can be a band newer or even already existing that could kind of just, someone just needs to start
there? It would be a miracle if there was another band like how this started. You know, it's like first show is, you know, thousands of people, you know. You know, everybody's telling, oh, it starts slow. There's, you know, the thing, you know, I'm like, oh, does it? And it's weird. Just, I don't know. Everything I've experienced is like one of a kind shit that I don't know of till like way later. It's like, you know, I didn't know things were like that, you know.
Your band's one of a kind.
I don't think there's going to be another one. I don't think it's possible. We hit before the internet came on. So that made it really hard for like, you know, the experts to figure out, you know, who's in the band and all that. And when they find out, it's like Billy Gould, what? You know, it's like blows their mind even more. It's like, you know, because he became big, big time with Faith No More. And Fear Factory, too. They got big. They had their time, too. And all, you know, Carcass came on, and then all of a sudden they came back big. You know, everybody that's been in Brujeria joined Brujeria up for even a little bit, leaves, and their other band gets huge. You know, Shane came on with Napalm Death. Napalm Death, they fucked it up. It's going down the toilet. We owe money for royalty. Blah blah blah. I go, dude, let's do this tour, and it'll help you out. And boom, Napalm Death turned around and got big, and got out of their hole. You know, I could keep going with the list of bands, but you know, a lot of them, like, there was no Fear Factory when we started Brujeria. You know, that came later. And then, like I said, Billy was joining. He said, I'm going to quit Faith No More and just do Brujeria because I can't. Faith No More is not working. I go, what? And boom, you know, it's a little magic that you come in and it hits them the right way and things turn around for them.
Yeah, because Faith No More has been around since 83, right? So
they've been around, yeah. They were like, went to high school with two of them. And it was Faith No Man. And then they did one record with the old singer. When they did the new record in 1989 or 90 with Mike Patton, is when that thing started turning around. But it didn't hit till like they got nominated for the Grammy. And that's when they blew up.
Wow.
So we were out there with, you know, Governor Pete Wilson in front of us. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I'll tell you this story. We were doing at the Grammy party there. We, you know, took a lot of coke. Let's do it. You know, we got to get crazy. So I tell Billy, I'll go in the stall. You wait outside the stall. And when I come out, I'll give you the shit. And do it. And so I'm in the stall at the Grammy party doing coke and shit, just shoveling it in. And then all of a sudden the bathroom gets quiet. And I'm like, why is it so quiet? And I fold the shit up. I'm like, it's not, there's a vial. Put it in my hand. I open the door. And I open the door and it was Pete Wilson. And I'm like this, like giving him, like, you know, I maybe thought I, you know, shake my hand or something. And he looked at me like, I was just frozen. I was like, there's two Secret Service guys behind him and the governor right in front of me. And I'm giving him fucking cocaine. And fucking, and he just goes like, don't touch me. Like, he went like that. He's like, don't touch me. And I was like, what? Get out of the body, you know, this and that. And like, they pulled me out and whatever. But he went, threw his hands in the air and turned around and said, don't touch me. And I didn't know, like, what the hell was that about? And later on, we met face to face and he covered his wife. I go, he just hates Mexicans. Because, you know, I've always been the brown kid. So it's like, I already know when people act like that, what it's about. It's like, okay, that's what that is. That's easy. So, and then going into the stall to do the cook, I'm waiting for the stall door to open. I open it. It's that achy breaky guy. What's that guy?
Achy breaky guy.
Who's the guy that the dad of one of the girls? ¿Cómo se llama? What's the achy breaky guy? Cyrus? Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah. Jay, great job, Jay. He knew.
Yeah, he's coming out of the stall, and I'm going in, and I go, hey, and he goes, howdy, and he's a nice guy.
Hey, man, you want any coke?
Yeah, he already had it.
Oh, he already had it. Okay.
He's already hitting it.
Got it.
And he was coming out and going in, all right, and then it came out, and it was the governor. I'm like, oh, dude. Billy, everybody took off. Everybody was outside the bathroom, and I'm in there giving him coke. Oh, man, what? And then I got away. I let me go, so... You know, Something's taking care of it, but I don't know how I got out of that one.
Insane.
Dude, I've gotten, there's still a lot of shit.
Insane.
There's a lot of shit I got to tell you that we've mentioned, but we haven't gone back. It's a lot of shit.
Okay, you said re-mention. Colombia.
Oh, the Colombian thing. Yeah, so
Dino, of cocaine.
Dino quits the band. And I go, dude, we got the festival to do. It's like 80,000 people. You know, we're the headliners. You know, I'm not. We look for someone else to play guitar. Couldn't do it. You know, it just came through. And they, you'll never come down here again to play this. Blah blah
That's
blah.
That's unfortunate, man.
And so like, probably like about 4 years later, I call up, talk to one of the persons there, and they were like, "Well, when is Brujeria going to be on there?" Thinking they forgot. No, they said never. We'll never have Brujeria for what you did before. You know, they're never going to think of you. So don't even try. Ah, whatever, man. That's bullshit. Whatever. And all right. So the next day was the festival, and they opened up the festival, and then all of a sudden, it started hailing, and it hailed for like 4 hours, like 4 feet of hail. They closed down the festival, and they couldn't reopen it because, you know, there was like three, 4 feet of hail, ice everywhere. They had to cancel the show. People are like in the porta potties to cover up from the hail. And then they couldn't get out because it was so, you know, they were trapped in there. They had to cancel the whole thing. And they called me up the next day. "You think Brujeria could play next week?" I'm like, "That's what happened. You said never. We'd never play there." "Well, there was a storm. They had to cancel the whole day. And they needed a band from outside because the government won't pay it unless there's an outdoor independent foreign band that comes into play. And they couldn't find anybody in a week."
Huh.
Brujeria. I go, "Oh, now you want us." The very next day after telling me that shit that, you know, "You'll never play 4 feet of ice." 4 feet in Colombia in the middle of the summer. There's a picture somewhere online where there's a bus going down and it was covered like more than halfway with ice. Like one, you just see the back of the bus, the rest of it's buried in ice. 4 hour hailstorm in the summer and they canceled it. "We're going to have it next week, but we need a foreign band or they won't do it." And we went and did it. How's that for like whatever, you know? You'll never, the next day, ice.
A lot changes in one day.
The weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you see anything online? I think it was 07, 08, 09, at Rock al Parque, Colombia.
Especially this fucking business, a lot of changes in one day, or if you make people sweat. Yeah, I learned that. You got to let people sweat, dude.
Well, we sweated a lot. And, you know, they hate us in some places, you know, love us in others. But that was crazy when they said you never play, and the next day they're calling. "Could you play next week?"
Oh my goodness!
You're fucking kidding me, right? You're fucking bullshit. You tell me that, you know, we'll never play. Yeah. Anyways, it happened. I'll see if I can find the pictures of those.
All right. Well, I guess we could wrap it up soon. Where you say you don't do any warm ups?
What for the shows?
Yeah.
No, what for? I'm too old. Too old. Just go out there and whatever. It's gonna come out the same anyways. I don't got a voice. It's gonna be out there just yelling and shit in Spanish.
You just take.
Chinga tu madre. You know. You don't warm up that shit. Let me be warming up. Cabrones. You know, you just go out there and do it. I don't give a fuck.
Got it.
Yeah.
You're like, you got your two bottles of Mexican cough syrup and your...
Yeah, that's right. I got to have the Mexican cough syrup there. Fucking,
is that true? Know,
instant lead singer. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking miracle. It's like honey and shit. Like, it's good for the throat.
It's Mexican cough syrup.
Yeah, yeah. It's like poison, but, you know, it's good. It's really good. It fucking tastes like shit. Fucking okay. Sabe a pura mierda esa pinche crema de fucking drink. Anyways,
okay.
But it works, man. It clears you up and stuff and gets you ready. That's the warm up. A shot of that shit warms you up. That's it. Oh, man.
Any closing thoughts?
Well, I could come back later and tell you the rest of the stories.
Yeah?
I'm honored. Dude, there's a lot of shit, dude. I mentioned a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit. Still coming. I know if I want to come back and bring some of the shit I'm talking about, like the head cut off, the ice in Colombia. You know, there's different. You know, I could show you the proof.
Yes.
You know, because it'd be good to show the proof. I forgot all about, you know, doing something like
that. Let's build up the evidence.
And let's well, you know, if you drop this show in January, if people like it and want to see more, then I'll come back. If they don't even give a rat's ass or say fuck the Mexican,
oh my,
you know, I won't bother coming back. It's up to them, you know. Let the people decide to see the gente si regreso o no, eh? oops.
Oh, you're fine. Bro, it was an honor to meet you and get to actually sit down and hang, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, I got more to say, but let the people decide. But I have fun doing this in English, too. First time.
Thank you so much for doing that. I'm sure the people really appreciate that.
I hope so. And they might, you know, Trump people coming in, kill him.
Oh, no.
Kill him for Pete Wilson or for Trump. You know.
And kill Garza, too.
Oh, remind me. Look up to Kathy Griffin. Just look up Kathy Griffin.
We're going to end with this.
Kathy Griffin and the head, the Trump head. Just look that up and I'm leaving. Okay. I'm leaving. Just look that
look
up.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Get on the screen. Oh, what the? What the fuck is that?
The photographer was a metal guy. He goes, hey, you want to do some crazy? I saw some metal band holding his head. And she did it, and they hung her out to dry. She's like, her career ended. She committed career suicide right there with the head. And she says, metal bands are doing it? I'm like, yes, say her name. She came out with Gore.
Oh, close.
It's like, yeah.
So fucking close.
And Gore just ripped it off from us like years after. And, you know, oh, yeah, we came up with the idea. Like, Gore.
So, you're some, so close.
And then what's an Suicide Science? No. What's some other band from came out. Municipal Waste came out. Yeah. We had the head. Nah, you didn't. No, you didn't. That head's ours, dude.
Maybe
and
next
she
time.
Came out and they hung her. They terminated her career. She got canceled.
Maybe next
time. Every channel in the news had her canceled. Yeah, they blanked out their trumpet so you can't tell who it is. Oh, my God.
Interesting.
Kathy Griffin. I was there on the phone. Like, never rang.
Wow.
And going, they figured, metal band's doing it. Yes. You know, here's my 15 minutes. I'll be on CNN, you know, tonight.
Holy shit.
They called Gore. Like, oh, the Gore phone rang.
I got to tell you, there's some energy around you. Literally, like, there's a mini earthquake just happened right now. It's so far, the lights went out.
Just
the fucking lights went
hold.
Out. We're talking about Trump. The fucking.
Give me the head
to
hold.
Our shaking. What? Oh, my. Okay, let's
It's real, dude. You got it. You with Brew Hideous shows, they just pound energy out.
Earthquake power outages.
Your
okay.
Power, energy
I think we're ready to end this. Where can people find you?
You can't. You can't find me. I don't got no bullshit, you know, profile or whatever.
The band.
Yeah, we're going to tour in Mexico. We're going to do a festival in Mexico at the Pyramids.
Okay.
And then, yeah, right on top of them, actually. It's like right there.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know. You want to feel energy, go there.
Fuck.
You know, get in here. Yeah, I've been at the Caminante Festival in Febrero 17. Wow. That's going to be high energy, let's call it. So anyways, I can't wait to do that. Because it's by the Pyramids, because we're playing with a bunch of like hip-hop bands, pop bands. And then Brujeria, like, it's like being nominated with Shakira. And it's right by the Pyramids. Oh, we got to do that.
Shit, that sounds like fucking. That's
I don't know. I don't know what that's going to be. It could shut us down in a hurry, or it could just blow up a pyramid. I don't know. But then that energy. We don't. You know, that's what I got to deal with.
That's sick.
It's good though. It's like, and people see it as negative, but it's really good.
Brujo, this life chose you, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Right,
thank
on.
You.
I'm glad.
All right, everyone, thank you. That's it. Later.
Adios, cabrones.